Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today, and we expect him to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest late last week of Teixeira on charges of disclosing classified information comes amid a continuing effort by the government, including the Pentagon, to lower the distribution list of some intelligence and even restrict some who previously had access. Minutes before the trial was to begin, a settlement was reached between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News.
Dominion Voting Systems had filed the billion-dollar defamation lawsuit against Fox News, saying lies that were told on air about voting irregularities with their machines during the 2020 election harmed the company. Dominion attorney Justin Nelson.
Today's settlement of $787,500,000 represents vindication and accountability.
The settlement was reached after a jury had been seated and the trial was about to begin. Fox News, in a statement, said it acknowledged the court's rulings, finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. I'm John Schaefer.
A parking garage collapsed in New York City's financial district yesterday afternoon, killing one person and injuring others. The New York Fire Department reported firefighters responded but were pulled out because of concerns about the building's structural stability. At least five workers were injured, one of whom refused medical attention. Mayor Eric Adams said one person was found dead after the first responders arrived. 12 people have been detained by police for questioning after a hospital fire in Beijing, China killed at least 29, most of them patients. A preliminary investigation showed that sparks generated during renovation work had ignited paint stored on site. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Supreme Court is expected to announce its ruling on the abortion pill mifepristone today.
Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the drug be halted nationwide. The Biden administration appealed the ruling. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to mifepristone while the case is being appealed. Both the Justice Department and pharmaceutical industry support FDA approval of the drug, which underwent years of testing before its approval in 2000. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is reporting a Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's officer is in critical condition in the hospital after being shot outside Baptist Medical Center South last night. The incident began when an off-duty officer noticed a vehicle driving through the hospital parking lot suspiciously and called the sheriff's department. After the suspect crashed his car during a chase, an officer approached the car and was shot in the face. Five officers returned fire. The suspect died at the scene. Close to 1 in 4 middle and high school students are misusing ADHD medication.
A new study in JAMA Network Open shows the uptick as more children are being diagnosed with the condition all around the country. Sean McCabe, the study's lead author, says the findings should be a major wake-up call. He noted that the medication does help those with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but there's a need to preserve access to the medication and lower the risks for misuse. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy hump day to you. It's all about liars, leakers, and losers, huh? This is what abounds in our U.S. government, what we are paying for. And we keep accumulating debt at a rapid pace, I should say. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning joins us now. Rick, I think that's what it comes down to with our government. We just got liars, leakers, and losers. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that sums it up. But you're missing liars, leakers, losers, and spenders. I know it's not an L, but it's but my goodness, the amount of money that we're fighting over spending.
You got the lunatic fringe, no doubt. But, you know, even from a standpoint of our spending, how much money just falls through the cracks because it's unaccountable? And, leakers, I guess, you know, that could fit in that category. But you're right. I mean, this is just, it's just a mess. I mean, we don't have anything to jump up and down and say, gosh, we're doing a great job here. And, you know, $31 trillion in debt and, happily we roll along until we stop rolling, I guess.
Well, I will tell you the one thing we're doing a good job on is apparently the space program where we're letting Elon Musk run it. And so consequently we now have an ability to put Americans, take them up to the space station, without needing the Russians to do it for us. There are some things about it. The Artemis rocket, which is taking people to the moons, you know, we haven't done that. And it's not like we weren't there in 69 and we're just figuring out how to do it again. But
right, exactly.
it really goes to show you, and this is a little bit off where we're going to go, but it shows you how fast humans lose the capacity to do something, a belief that something can be done. John F. Kennedy said we're going to the moon in 61, and we got a guy into space and into semi-orbit, and then John Glenn orbited the Earth in 63. And I just want people to think about this. 63, John Glenn, first American to orbit the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
In 69, we had men on the moon. Okay, 6 years. We can't even get through the request for proposal process now in 6 years, let alone the, you know, actually doing something. So it is we have so bureaucratized, so overthought, so become so tied up with all the reasons you can't do something that because of our bureaucracy and our risk aversion, we no longer have the capacity to do stuff.
Well, it's not so much risk. Yeah, it's not so much risk aversion as much as it is lack of control aversion. The bureaucratic industrial complex can't help itself. As soon as something, you know, comes up and they see, oh, there's promise there, like watch them scramble for AI right now, for example. And you mentioned Elon Musk. Okay, Elon Musk is able to have a little bit of success outside of the government. It's a matter of time before the bureaucrats come in. They start regulating the heck out of the stuff because they have to handle this. It's got to be institutionalized, because once it's institutionalized, that means there's government, you know, payments, taxpayers are covering it. And they're happy because they've expanded government even more now with this latest idea.
No, it's pretty much exactly right. It's a it is about control. Yeah. But I'm going to push back on the risk part of it, because I'm using the Apollo example again, because I think that's at the core of it. We've become so risk averse that, you know, we want to be indemnified against every single possible action that could occur. And our bureaucrats say, oh, we'll take care of that. We'll make you safe from any potential risk, any downside. We'll make certain that if you invest in something stupid and you lose your money, we'll make sure that you're made whole. We'll try to fix it for you. If you're powerful enough, heck, you can even be indemnified for having deposits of $50 million into a bank when the deposit insurance is $250,000, knowing full well the deposit insurance is $250,000. But suddenly, you know, we're going to make sure you're made whole, even though you knew what the rules were, when you took the risk. But just as a point, going back to the Apollo, because I'm kind of struck by this. In early 1967, we lost astronauts on the launch pad for Apollo 1. Okay, Apollo 1 blew up on the launch pad, killing three astronauts. Okay, we didn't sit there and do a 17-year review of what went wrong with Apollo 1, because we had men on the moon 2 years later, 2.5 years later. And so rather than sitting there and licking our wounds and doing a 3-year review of everything that possibly went wrong and totally tearing down the whole rocket, like we did after Challenger, by the way, where we shut down the space shuttle for years, we figured it out, we moved ahead, we went to Apollo 2. And we said, okay, well, that didn't work. Let's try this. And it's so rather than dwelling on the tragedy, we have understood that these things were risks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we developed it. And that's why we were able to do something in 6 years that, quite honestly, today we couldn't do in 12. Mm-hmm. Even with all the, you know, we were doing calculations by hand.
Yes,
using slide
exactly.
rules by hand. We didn't have, you know, more computing power. We have more computing power, each one of us, in our pocket every day than the NASA program had in 1969. So it's really about risk. And that's something that we talk about government, but we get the government we ask for. Mm-hmm. And if we want a government that protects us from every single eventuality and every single risk and make sure that nothing can ever go wrong in little Johnny's life, well, you know what? There's no freedom in that.
Mm-hmm.
When we sit there and we say, we're going to make sure that, you know, we're so concerned, about, you know, a kid riding his bike down the street because some crazy person in a white van might come try to pick him off. Well, suddenly the kid doesn't ever leave his front yard. The kid never leaves their basement. And so we've created a society where we have more information, more access to more things than ever before, and yet we don't have the actual experience of having our children get a broken, you know, get a skinned knee, running too fast and falling down the sidewalk 3 blocks away, and, you know, and crying, and since we're looking around saying, hey, mom's not here to pick me up, so I better get up and get home. You know, those are just life experiences that we go through as we grow up. And if you don't have those life experiences, you still, when you you're 30 years old, you're still looking for mom to pick you up.
Exactly. Well, especially if you don't know what you're getting into. See, and what the bureaucracy right. does a great job of doing is keeping everybody, you know, treating us all like, you know, they say the old saying, mushrooms, just keep us in the dark and feed us manure. I mean, you don't even have full appreciation of the risk until it's too late, until the bureaucracy is already messed up. I mean, here we are in, you know, dealing with Ukraine, for example, perfect example.
Right.
Do you know what the risk is in Ukraine?
Yeah, I do. It's nuclear war.
But even before then, I mean, we've been piling up billions of dollars in Ukraine. Do the American people really understand the risk of what is possible? Not when it's controlled by the bureaucracy. We're kept in the dark on it, really. Okay, we've got more from Rick Manning. Stay right where you are.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, along with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. You know, we were talking off air, Rick and I, about, you know, the amount of, you know, lies and leaks that are taking place and how we're being worked. I mean, we're led to believe something that is incredulous, Rick, that, you know, let's just even deal with the leaker, okay, Teixeira. Here he is. What level of national security documentation would somebody so young have access to? Is it reasonable to think that he had all this information, or was this kid somehow is he being utilized as some sort of useful idiot? And you know, yes, the consequences of said documents really proves once again that you know, Joe Biden is totally unfamiliar with the truth. He doesn't understand what the truth is. You know, they've been lying to us. The mainstream media has colluded with the Biden administration because we know, you know, the coin of the realm is leaking. And so they have been useful idiots to the Biden administration, and they're messing us, you know, us, we the people, up by, you know, participating in this propaganda. And so now we're involved in this war with Ukraine, and everything that Biden has been telling us is a lie. We've got boots on the ground. I mean, we're more involved in Ukraine than people really realize, and they should realize that as a result, we're closer to, you know, something that could happen there between us and Russia.
Yeah, this is the equivalency is 1963 Vietnam, when we had advisors on the ground, and because it's essentially the same thing. We have advisors on the ground, and you know, people are here. And quite honestly, I'm completely not surprised. We're sending relatively high sophisticated equipment to people who weren't used to using relatively sophisticated equipment. So guess what? Somebody has to train them on how to use the sophisticated equipment.
Exactly. How would we know the intel, Rick?
And we weren't training them from Poland.
Exactly. The Ukrainians don't have the ability to do this. The intel can be handled and garnered because we have the professionals and the experts on our side to do it. So, of course, in common sense tells you we have boots on the ground.
100%. That's I don't think there's any doubt. It's a and you know, the fact that we've been, you know, we've poured $100 billion into the country over the last year. Mitch McConnell has told us is the single most important thing they've done in the Senate is send money to Ukraine. And the Democrats, obviously, Biden and others are doing the same thing. But without any actual real reporting on what's happening on the ground in Ukraine, where the money's going, were they Congress voting against actually trying to audit the money so we could figure out where the money was spent and who got the money and what was happening? You know, we're not being told the truth, and we're not being,
exactly.
And unfortunately, that's become more the norm rather than something an exception.
Exactly. Well, Rick, let me ask you this. Is it fair for the American people to know why we're in Ukraine and what is the mission? Those two critical questions.
It would seem logical that, you know, coming out of Vietnam, and we talked about this in the break, but coming out of Vietnam, one of the things that was the learnings, and you learned something different. You were in the Marines during that time than what I learned, because I learned it in college, was that you have to have an exit strategy. That was one of the things that Joe Biden in the 80s would have told people. You can't go into these things without an exit strategy. Well, show me the exit strategy out of Ukraine. You know, we had our exit strategy in Afghanistan was apparently leave $80 billion worth of material behind and turn the country over. People hate us, but and let the Chinese then have all access to all the mineral rights and the
exactly
and the high tech bases we built in country. Mm. So apparently our exit strategy there was to was to fly off in military aircraft with Afghanis hanging to the sides of the planes.
Right.
But it's
exactly.
And crushed
in the wheel well of the plane. And, oh, yeah, by the way, let's surrender a prominent strategic air base like Bagram, right?
Right.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Apparently, that was our exit strategy. But we don't have an exit strategy in Ukraine. There's no thought to an exit strategy in Ukraine. The exit strategy is, Putin will die, and then somebody else will come in Russia, and they'll decide they don't want to do this anymore. That's apparently our exit strategy. And I guess it's not different than our exit strategy in Korea, where we saw 35,000 Americans sitting on the militarized zone in Korea.
Right.
We were dangerously close to having an exit strategy under Donald Trump, but we couldn't reelect him because we might actually end up with a united Korea out of it.
Well, the stupid American people didn't want peace. They didn't want energy independence. They didn't want our national security in the Middle East secured. Let's just bring chaos to the to the planet, right?
And the irony is that everybody Trump seemed to be bringing chaos because he was telling the truth about what was going on. And that caused everybody who was not a truth teller to go, crazy and say, oh, this guy's going to get us into war. And what ends up happening instead is, he ends up having solving a bunch of problems. He ends up changing the entire face of the Middle East. And his reward for doing those things, he gets mocked by Macron and he gets mocked by Merkel in Europe. The fact of the matter is, he got mocked because he was breaking pattern of he was right. He was breaking a pattern, 70-year-old pattern of failure. So,
but the whole industrial complex, military, strategic, media, they all got into this cabal to make sure all this negative information was targeted towards Donald Trump. To the point that people believed it, and they thought, wow, this guy's going to get us into war. Did Donald Trump get us into war? Were we even close to getting in a war with Donald Trump? No, but, the CIA, FBI, the industrial bureaucratic complex, along in cahoots with the media, social media oligarchs, they pigpiled, and they have brought our country down. That's what they've done. They've put us in jeopardy. And the American people have got to wake up and realize who the enemy here is, and this is what we're missing. See, in the midst of all of this stuff, in the darkness, in the manure, and everything else that's being piled upon us, is the real truth. But if you don't accept the truth and you're not interested in pursuing the truth, hey, merrily we roll along just being a bunch of idiots until we're really in trouble, and we may already be there, Rick.
Yeah, I think we are really in trouble. The fact is the Chinese have a plan. We don't. If we have a plan, it's the same plan we used in Afghanistan, which obviously was a failure. But it's the Chinese have a plan. The Chinese are strategically making alliances around the globe. And countries are looking at the Biden administration and saying, well, who do I want to put my personal life in the hands of? Because in third world countries, if you it's not a matter of, I get elected and then I go into civilian life. It's much more like, what they're trying to do here, which is, if you don't keep power, the people who take power kill you to make sure you don't come back to try to take power again. So
that's what the Democrats are doing right now. Exactly. America. Exactly.
It is. So the stakes are high around the world to whose side you're going to pick. At this juncture, the world's picking China.
Well, at the website Get Liberty, Rick notes that U.S. Representative Joe Wilson was right. Obama lied. Yes, Obama lied about illegal aliens getting ACA coverage, right, member? And also that, you got your doctor, you can keep it. I mean, the lies abound. I mean, these guys are picking liars. I mean, when are people going to wake up to the reality here? Because otherwise, I mean, Rick, there is trouble here in River City. I mean, serious, right?
There is trouble in River City, but folks, wake up. Wake up. Go to GetLiberty.org and find out what's going on.
He is the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
Thank you, buddy.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources. Yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, we look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today, and we expect him to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest late last week of Teixeira on charges of disclosing classified information comes amid a continuing effort by the government, including the Pentagon, to lower the distribution list of some intelligence and even restrict some who previously had access. A parking garage collapsed in New York City's financial district yesterday afternoon, killing one person and injuring others. The New York Fire Department reported firefighters responded but were pulled out because of concerns about the building's structural stability. At least five workers were injured, one of whom refused medical attention. Mayor Eric Adams said one person was found dead after the first responders arrived. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You know, as I was a kid growing up, my incidental contact with local judges, one of the refrains that I heard repeatedly is, young man, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Remember that? Bill Pasco joins us now. He's the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director, TPP Mans in Washington. Hey, Bill, do you remember hearing that when you were growing up?
Many times. And even more often when I got to Washington, in fact.
Exactly. So here we are. We're supposed to be a country based on the rule of law. And the American people have somehow been dumbed down en masse to think that, they don't need to be responsible about said laws. And here we are. We see our laws being broken. And it's almost like Atlas Shrugged, Bill. I mean, our streets are running amok. We keep electing progressive district attorneys that release felons into the streets and endanger the citizenry. But, you know, here it is. I mean, we have brought this upon ourselves, have we not?
Well, we have. And it starts at the top.
Mm-hmm.
The commander-in-chief, the nation's top, well, I guess he's in charge of the top law enforcement officer. If you think of the attorney general as the top law enforcement officer, he was appointed by the president of the United States, Joe Biden. It might help your listeners to be reminded that Joe Biden is a lawyer himself. Now, famously, when he first ran for president, the very first time in the 1988 cycle, he got caught lying about his school record. He said that he had graduated in the top half of his class. In fact, he didn't. He graduated number 76 out of a class of 85 members of his law school class. 76 out of 85. And frankly, when you look at what his administration has done for the last couple of years that it's been in office, it's very clear that they don't seem to care about the law. The Supreme Court keeps striking them down. There was the attempt to extend the eviction moratorium. That's unconstitutional. It interferes with private property rights.
Right.
The Supreme Court struck him down. Then you remember he tried to impose vaccine mandates on private sector workers, on healthcare workers. He tried to impose vaccine mandates all over the place. The Supreme Court struck him down repeated times. Now we've got the student loan payoff, $400 billion of student loan debt that he wants to just wipe off the books, transfer it from the people who owe the debt to taxpayers who never went to college, or maybe they've gone to college and they've paid off their own student loans, and now they're going to be asked to pay off other student loans. The Supreme Court is going to strike that down, too. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have lawlessness coming out of the top of the administration, the top of the government, it shouldn't then be a surprise that we see lawlessness at other levels of government. Like you talk about these Soros-funded DAs all over the country. One of them was one of them was recalled in San Francisco. Chisa Boudin was recalled in San Francisco. Then we've got this guy Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, who thinks that when it comes to street crime, we're going to knock felonies down to misdemeanors. But when it comes to a bookkeeping crime, we're going to take a misdemeanor and we're going to build it up into a felony. Why? Because that's the former president of the United States, the hated Donald Trump. For him, we'll go the opposite direction. It's right. It's ridiculous. And it goes to what you started off with, that this is a nation where we believe in the rule of law, not the rule of men. What that means is that the law should be applied equally, regardless of who you're applying it to. And that's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say it starts at the top, but see, our country is a country that is of, for, and by we the people. So, you know, by that definition and understanding as enumerated in our Constitution, we the people are at the top. So the reason Joe Biden and the rest of these elected officials can get away with this is because it's us. Look in the mirror. We the people. We're in charge. But see, we've subordinated that authority. Somehow along the way, we've allowed them to take over, and they're running this country into the ground. I mean, at every turn. And then they have the audacity, Bill, to continue to lie about it. I mean, Joe Biden, whether it's talking about his dossier or his curriculum vitae from school, or so many other things, that's all he knows to do. He is so, you know, the idea of the truth is so foreign to Joe Biden, he wouldn't know the truth if it hit him between the eyes. That's a sad commentary when you're talking about the president of the United States. But this has been going on for a long time. I mean, let's go back to, you know, we were just talking about this a moment ago with Rick Manning. We brought this up in the Obama-Biden administration. How many lies came out of there? One of the biggest, of course, was the ACA, right? The Affordable Care Act. Barack Obama insisted there's no way they're going to pay, you know, that illegal aliens were going to have access to the Affordable Care Act, which was being, you know, basically supported and underwritten by the American people, the taxpayer. Oh, no, there's no way it was going to happen. You know, and you remember Joe Wilson? He couldn't help himself. He just responded. I mean, during the State of the Union, he goes, no, that's a lie, because he knew. He knew. And then, of course, he's castigated. How dare him, you know, call out a lie, you know, from the president of the United States when he's lying. You know, presidents, I guess when we elect a president, we give them carte blanche to be, you know, to be dishonest to us.
Well, the good news about this is that we have regularly scheduled elections that give we the people an opportunity to check, to hold accountable the politicians that we elect. We're less than 2 years away from the next presidential election. The clock is ticking. The primary selection process has begun on the Republican side. We see overwhelming support for former President Trump in the polling right now. And yes. Frankly, if I were a strategist for one of the others who thinks that they're going to run against President Trump, I'd be scratching my head trying to figure out how do you make the argument to Republican primary voters that President Trump had a great presidency, but we shouldn't give him another chance. That it's a very difficult argument to make. It seemed, I mean, you know, in, we say as a matter of strategy that elections are about choices and campaigns are about contrasts. And the contrast that you want to set up is I'm good, my opponent is bad, or I'm smart and my opponent is dumb. You want to set up the contrast in such a way that more people want to be on your side than want to be on the other guy's side.
Exactly.
And the only way to do that with Trump is to say he was a bad president. I'm going to be a good president. He was a bad president. But guess what? Republican primary voters don't believe that. Republican primary voters are very happy with the Trump presidency. So I don't know how you attack the notion of a second Trump presidency without first attacking what happened in the first Trump presidency, and that's going to get you nowhere.
Right. Well, see, they have to participate in the full narrative that was controlled by the industrial complex that included the CIA, the FBI, Twitter, all the social media, the mainstream media. They all joined hands together to put out a negative perception of Donald Trump at every turn. And they, you talk about election, and this is what's so laughable to me, Bill, is they talk about election interference. And what kind of interference, you know, Republicans or conservatives or other people might vaguely be associated with, they are on steroids with election interference, going back to the days of how they mistreated the Tea Party. Oh, yeah, remember what they did with them and not allowing them to get bank accounts, Lois Lerner, and tax exemption. Okay, and this has been on steroids ever since. So any way they can find to cancel, you know, conservatives, people of faith, they are exercising it. And guess what? As a result, they are interfering with the election, which isn't to say also, let's throw Alvin Bragg into the mix here in terms of his, you know, recent shenanigans. Tell me that's not election interference.
Oh, it is. It's election interference of the worst kind. There's breaking news this week. You remember back in October of 2020, just a few weeks before the election, when the New York Post broke the story about the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop, and we had the 51 former intelligence community operatives all came together and signed a letter saying, oh, no, there's nothing to see here. This bears all the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation plot. Well, it turns out we were led to believe at the time that those intelligence community officials had done that on their own, that they were so offended by the notion of what the New York Post had printed that they took it upon themselves to stand up using their credibility and their credentials.
5 seconds left, Bill. Go ahead.
To defend Hunter Biden. It turns out that came from the Biden campaign. We're going to learn more about that this week.
IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with the tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you here. Chris Chmielinski, the Numbers USA VP, is with us. Hey, Chris, how are we doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
Well, hey, good morning to you. Well, we've been anticipating the markup of H.R. 2640 by the House Judiciary Committee regarding the Border Security and Enforcement Act, and that will be taking place later today, right?
Right, it's finally here. So, you know, the hearings are over, the rhetoric is over, the interviews all over, more right-wing television is over, and finally Republicans are getting down to work and they're starting to focus on legislation that would end this 2-year plus border crisis.
What do you understand this bill to do in this markup?
Well, I think most importantly, it's going to end catch and release policies. And that's, you know, just to make it clear what the Biden administration has essentially been doing and why we've had more than 125,000 people crossing the border illegally every single month for the last 2+ years is because the administration simply catches them, they process them, and then they release the vast majority of them back into the United States. So the people that are coming here illegally are getting exactly what they want. They're getting to stay here in the U.S.
Yeah, right.
That's what they came for. So it's going to end those policies by doing a number of things. It's going to reform. It's going to strengthen our asylum system. It's going to end some of the loopholes that deal with family units and unaccompanied alien children. But the other thing it's also going to do is that it's going to require businesses to start using E-Verify. And even though a lot of these folks that are getting apprehended after crossing the border illegally are getting released into the United States with work permits. You and I have talked a bunch in the past about 1 million plus gotaways. Those are people that got away from Border Patrol and are able to obtain jobs here in the United States because employers can hire illegal workers with little fear of penalty.
Right. What are you going to do, Chris, though, with the people that are already here? Now, I mean, yeah, they're able to get away with, you know, working under the table, getting less than minimum wage and all those shenanigans that have been taking place. And now you're going to have an enforcement element brought in. And so that's going to have an impact, not 100%. It may probably, you know, these kind of actions only affect maybe 10% of that universe, right? But
that 10% of that universe is enough to create all kinds of problem in these small communities, because now you've got these people not making any money and they need to provide for their families. So what I see happening here, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it's like we're chasing them into the arms of the cartel to do less than legal activity.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's going to have to be the next step to this process, is what do you do with 3-4 million people that have crossed the border illegally over the last, since January of 2021 and have been released generally into the U.S. You know, a lot of them have been released with notices to report, which means they have to, they have to show up at ICE offices. They're going to go through court proceedings to determine whether or not they can stay in the country moving forward. A lot of them aren't going to show up, which means that they're going to get automatic removal orders. But unless we release the handcuffs off of ICE and allow them to do their job and actually pursue the people who are in the country illegally and have orders of removal, then not a whole bunch is going to happen. But again, I think that's step two. You know, right now we've got a big leak through the United States through the southern border, and I think they want to patch the leak first and then deal with the aftermath after that.
Well, my good friend Tennessee Bob reminds me that we got an NGO problem. You know, the NGOs have got to come alongside and really be interested in participating in this. I mean, this has added and exacerbated the problem that we have at the southern border, because these NGOs are not necessarily on the side of we the people. Because look what's happening, Chris. I mean, this was brought out in the hearing. Mayorkas didn't even understand, for example, the wristbands that people had. You know, when the migrants come into the country, they have wristbands that are designations, and they tell the cartels, I mean, basically they brand these people with wristbands. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're beholden for specific duties, so they have no loyalty, to America. They can't, because their loyalty in order to get to the country and to come in illegally is they had to subordinate their loyalty to the cartels. So how is that viable? How does that, this makes this thing so complicated and so dangerous. It's no wonder, as Maria Espinoza has been reporting, with her organization, the murders of citizens at the hands of illegal immigrants who have come into our country. They're not very law-abiding. And because they know, so they get caught, guess what? They get kicked out. There's no payment for killing an American citizen.
Yeah. And, with the NGOs, that's the tough needle to thread, because they're making money off of this.
Of course.
And that's
the old saying. People do that which they get rewarded for, right? So they're going to just do more of the same, and they're going to fight it and buck the system everywhere they can. See, but it's not. We're not on the same page saying, look, we want effective reform with immigration. We want effective immigration. So when people come into this country, they have a fair shot at experiencing everything that this great American idea has to offer. But how can you do that when they're compromised from the very beginning?
Right. And I do wonder what the motivation of some of these NGOs. I know they think that they're doing good work, but even the New York Times just this week that the article ran, and they've run a few articles on this about unaccompanied alien minors, and for the most part, they focus on, these are children that are coming across the border, but really they're 16, 17 year old males. A lot of them are, and they're being transferred over to into the custody of these NGOs, who then release them to employers who are basically treating them as slave labor, and they're abusing, they're violating all sorts of child labor laws with these workers, all because they're paying off their debt to the cartels that help smuggle them into the United States.
Exactly.
And the administration just seems to be playing the blame game. You know, Health and Human Services says, oh, it's DHS's fault or Department of Labor's fault. We don't do that. Labor laws are enforced by labor. They're not enforced by, but DHS transferred the individual to HHS and then HHS allowed them to go to these unscrupulous employers. You know, somebody's got to be responsible for this. And in the middle, you've got the NGOs that are allowing it to happen, even though there have been whistleblowers saying that this is happening within their own organizations. So something's got to get looked at. And like I said, that all that stuff, I hope that this is just not a one shot in the dark attempt by House GOP, that here we're going to pass a border bill and that's it. We're going to move on, because they've had hearings on child labor. They've had hearings on the role of the cartels in this human smuggling effort. So, you know, hopefully they'll continue to press on that and figure out some way to deal with the Interior Enforcement. But I'm just glad they're taking at least the first step in trying to stop the leak at the border and try to bring some sanctity and credibility back to the borders here in the U.S.
Well, part of what has dragged this on for so long, Chris, is we keep letting go of what could be good, you know, for the perfect, you know,
just as you
spelled out here. This is
right.
This is a very comprehensive situation, and we just touched on part of it. We didn't even talk about human trafficking. We didn't talk about drugs and fentanyl and what's happening there. I mean, this thing, you have to look at it, to me anyway, you have to look at it in favor of the migrant. If you're really looking at it and saying, look, we want to make sure that they have a fair shot to win, that they're coming in and they can exercise their freedoms. As soon as they cross that borderline, they cannot be beholden to the cartels. They can't be beholden to anybody. If they are, then, you know, they're going to be compromised. And that doesn't, you know, that's not good for anybody. And we're not even addressing that, because, see, part of the problem is that the supply chain, you know, which starts on the other side of the border of cartels. See, we think cartels only operate south of the border or north of the border, outside of our borders, our alleged borders. The cartels have an infrastructure within the United States of America. This is an operation. This is an industry that has been able to take a foothold within this country that continues to, to promote the very thing that we say we don't want.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the next piece of this legislative package as well. You know, today it's the House Judiciary Committee that's marking up legislation, and their jurisdiction is over immigration policy, so they're focusing on some of these loopholes that have been taken advantage of. I think the House Homeland Security Committee is also going to come up with a package that focuses more on some of these border issues, dealing with the human smuggling and the cartels and the drugs and the fentanyl and the border barriers and sensors and all that stuff. So first step in the process today, at least we're not having hearings. We're actually talking about legislation.
Exactly. Well, that is some good news, and we'll see how this comes out. But understand, Chris, I know you do, and I want our audience to understand, this is going to be a process. There's no way this is going to be perfect out the door. But we've got to do something, right? That's what everybody is yelling and screaming about. And so hopefully they can come up with the right things and the right focus to where we can move the ball in a positive direction, so to speak. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, sir.
No matter where you live, you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.